There is no longer any doubt the Zika virus causes devastating birth defects. That's the conclusion announced today by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. NPR health correspondent Rob Stein joins us now with the details. Rob, we've been hearing for a long time that Zika is a threat to pregnant women and to their developing fetuses. What exactly is new here?
Yeah, so Robert, you're right. Health authorities have been saying for quite some time that there was mounting evidence that Zika causes microcephaly. That's the condition in which babies are born with unusually small heads and severe brain damage. But what they had been saying is that it hadn't been proven. And what the CDC said today is that there's no doubt Zika does cause microcephaly.
And what are they basing that conclusion on? What kind of research?
It's not based on any single piece of new research. Instead, scientists reviewed all the scientific evidence that's emerged since Zika kind of exploded in Latin America and the Caribbean, and babies started being born with microcephaly in Brazil. And they used that evidence to analyze whether it was corresponding to two sets of criteria that are widely accepted in the scientific community when you're trying to determine whether something causes birth defects. Mm-hmm. For example, whatever the culprit is, the suspected culprit, exposure has to occur at a very specific time in a pregnancy, and the CDC says it's clear that when it comes to Zika and microcephaly, women who are exposed in their first trimester or early in their second trimester are at greatest risk for microcephaly.
Well, does this conclusion by the CDC, does it change what people should do to protect themselves?
You know, in a lot of ways, it is just kind of crossing the T's and dotting the I's. The CDC is not changing its, like, travel recommendations or anything like that. But nevertheless, the CDC is saying that it should be kind of a turning point in the fight against Zika and microcephaly. And they're hoping it'll be kind of a wake-up call for lots of reasons. Here's Tom Frieden. He's the head of the CDC, explaining one of them.
This is an unprecedented association. Never before in history has there been a situation where a bite from a mosquito could result in a devastating malformation.
So Frieden is saying that it's more important than ever that women follow the guidelines and the recommendations that the agency's been issuing for how they can protect themselves from Zika. For example, if you're a pregnant woman, you should not travel to places where the virus is spreading. And Frieden is also hoping that this will kind of prompt public health authorities to kind of double down on their fight to stop the spread of the virus.
So the CDC says we now know something more about the Zika virus. There's still a lot we don't know about it, though.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, what they're saying is, okay, so Zika causes microcephaly, but it doesn't always cause microcephaly. Not every woman who gets infected has a baby with these severe birth defects. And a big question is, how often does it do that? Is it 1% of the time? Is it 30% of the time? They really don't know. And another big question is Zika causing other things? There's mounting evidence that microcephaly and these severe brain damage might be kind of just the tip of the iceberg, that Zika might be causing other problems like miscarriages or babies to be born with less severe brain damage, or maybe complications like deafness or blindness. We really don't know if that's the case or how often that's the case.
Okay, that's NPR's Rob Stein. Rob, thanks.
Oh, sure. Nice to be here.